and welcome to the show, boys and girls. This is Paul Nichols, the Investor Coach. I hope this finds you well. I am also the president of Financial Abundance, a registered investment advisory firm in Happy Valley. That would be State College, Pennsylvania. I hope this finds you well today. I'm joined by Deb Siebert. Hey, Deb, how are you?
Good morning, Paul. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. Deb's also an investor coach here with Financial Abundance. And for those of you regular listeners, you've heard her pop on more often than not, I guess. I told you last week we're going to be starting an investing basics series to kick off the new year, the first quarter. We're going to start the first couple here in December. The intent here, ladies and gentlemen, is to just share some concepts, some strategies, some ideas, some stuff that we have found that has been fruitful and been implemented by clients and people that we've taught and worked with through the years. And some of these things will be real simple common sense items for some of you, and some of them they may not be, depending on your point of reference. But we're going to build on these the next few weeks. This week we want to do what I call the 30-day challenge. Next week we're going to talk about needs versus wants, and then the following week a little bit about lifestyle and helping you set up a budget. So I asked Deb to come in on this one because we've both taught this concept.
And we practice it ourselves as well.
And so you have to pardon me. I still have a head cold. I've had it for a month. That's why I haven't produced too many podcasts. I think Deb's doing good though, right?
Yes, I haven't been sick yet.
Okay, so we want to talk about investing. I don't want to get into the nitty-gritties of investing because right now I think we want to focus on where do you get the money.
Yeah, or how do you begin if you haven't even started?
Yeah, and really this is not a matter of age or this is not a matter of judgment when we're talking about this. Some of this may be extremely basic for some of you and it may not be as basic for others, so that's fine. So with that being said, I think when you go to invest and save, and the idea of investing is to hopefully have some kind of nest egg when you retire, right?
Right, that's what we all want.
Yeah, I believe retirement's an income level, not necessarily an age level. So we all want to have as much money as we can. We want to be good stewards, etc. Well, I think one of the things that holds most people back is not the concept of wanting to save.
No, I think everyone wants to. It has a lot to do with, I think, budgeting.
Stuff happens.
Yes, stuff does happen.
Kids.
Appliances break, cars break, whatever.
Houses, roofs leak, all that stuff. Life happens, doesn't it?
Yes.
So, with that being said, though, at the same time, we need to practice the 11th commandment, which is, thou shalt not fake thyself out. And I think at least start with the concept of what we need to do in an ideal situation, and then just do the best you can. My philosophy is just do the best and forget the rest. You know, just don't worry about it. Just do the best you can, and that's all you can do, you know? You can't stress over that stuff.
And so, I always say, don't worry about things that you cannot control, so try to control what you can.
Yeah, control the controllables, and we'll be talking about that down the road as well. But let me share with you something that I've personally done. I know Deb's done a variation of this in the past, and I'll just share you kind of a story. I was a relatively young guy out of the military, was working through school, swinging a hammer, framing houses, and I had met this gentleman who was become my mentor. He was very successful. He was a home builder, etc. Had done very well. And we got to know each other a little bit. He was probably 35 years my senior. And we were talking about money concepts. I'd ask him questions. And, you know, he might suggest a book and I'd go read it. You know, stuff like that. So one day he says, hey, Paul, you're a spendthrift. I was dumbfounded by that. I said, what? I'm frugal, buddy. I mean, I'm not tight and I'm not cheap, but I'm certainly frugal. And he goes, no, I think you spend more than you think you do. Oh, there's no way. I went on a kind of a little tirade about how good of a money manager I was and how I saved my money and yada, yada, yada. He said, well, then, if you're that confident, you should be willing to take the 30-day challenge. Now, this was way before, what's that guy, Spurlock, the guy who did all the 30-day movies, you know, like the McDonald's.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's his name? No. Spurlock, I think, is his last name. You can do anything for 30 days, basically,
right,
type of thing. And anyway, you know, he ate McDonald's, I think, for 30 days straight.
I remember
that.
Yeah,
okay, anyway.
Story.
So this was way before Spurlock had come up with this idea of 30 days. But this gentleman had said to me, Paul, write down everything. I mean every penny that you spend for the next 30 days. So I got me one of those little 99-cent notepads, you know, and I stuck it in my pocket. This is 20-some-odd years ago, and a pen. And I started doing that. And I wrote down everything. I mean, I wrote down a cup of coffee, a pack of gum. I was a smoker then. I had no idea. Well, I had an idea, but I didn't know how bad
they're
not
as expensive then as they are today.
That was a couple bucks a pack then. I don't even know what they are now. But anyway, you know, I started writing all this stuff down. And ladies and gentlemen, at $7 an hour, which is what I was making in 1983, I think, something like that. All right, somewhere in that neighborhood, 84, 85 it must have been. I got out of the military. $7 an hour, I was saving a little bit of money, but not much. But when I got done with that exercise, I went back to him, and I had to acquiesce. I had to submit. I had to
say he was right.
I'm not worthy. I had to tell him, look, I think you're right, because I was surprised. I was kind of shocked.
And so that was your 30-day challenge, just to see what you really spent that you didn't track.
Yes, and I was shocked by that. I spent a lot more money on gum and sandwiches than I realized.
That doesn't surprise me with your appetite.
Yeah, my appetite, right? Sandwiches and gums. So, you know, what I realized, though, was here's what it did for me. What it did for me is it kind of forced me a little bit, Deb, to not use the excuse of I don't make enough money to save
exactly,
anything.
Exactly.
Now, in fairness, I was a single guy at that time. I didn't have kids, wife, all those things. So, you know, there's different expenses when you have children and what have you. But as a single fella, I still, you know, saved a little bit of money, and I was able to save a little bit more, because here's what happened. What the 30-day challenge did for me, and I hope what it does for you, especially if you're a couple, it's not meant to create a wedge here or an opportunity to argue over who spends, but simply to track where you are. And what it did for me is it got me to realize where my money was going. And what happened afterwards was something very interesting. What do you think happened afterwards?
Well, I'm assuming that you forced yourself to save a little, or you thought before you bought.
That's exactly what happened. It wasn't that I forced myself to save, because nobody wants to do that, you know.
Right.
You know, in order to make it a chore, but I would think before I bought. That's what I did. I might pause before I grabbed a cup of coffee. I might, I started making more lunches. I mean, it's little things, you know. Now, you don't need to get crazy about this where it becomes a point of concern. But, you know, I have this statement that I heard a gentleman say many years ago. I took issue with him when he said it. I took more than issue with him when he said it. And I had to come back to him later and apologize to him. But I used to think that I was a victim of the situation that I was in. I was just a result of the choices I had made up till now. And he kind of called me on it one time.
Right, right.
And, you know, the 30-day challenge was a pretty wise way for this fella to get me to realize what he already knew, but he couldn't get me to realize because I was a young guy who knew everything.
In today's day and age, it's so easy to stop into a Sheetz and grab a soda or grab a sandwich or grab gum, whatever it is. My husband frequents Subway or McDonald's on a pretty regular basis instead of packing his lunch, you know. I don't deprive him of that, but, you know, when you sit down and look at your budget, that is all part of the budget.
Hey, and listen, ladies and gentlemen, the fact of the matter is this. You all work hard. You deserve that sandwich. You deserve that cappuccino. You deserve that movie. You deserve to go out tonight. You deserve that new sheet, that new pillow, that new drape. But the fact of the matter is that there's something called rational lies. It's never a mystery why people are where they are. And that was the gentleman, the point I was making earlier, that the gentleman I took issue with, he made that statement to me. He didn't say it in the victim way. That's kind of the way I internalized it. But he said, you know, it's never a mystery why people are where they are. And he was talking about financially. That's what he was talking about, Deb. We're not talking about anything else. But I really had a problem with that, because I came from a poor background, and I thought you needed money to make money. I didn't understand the concepts of money like I do now.
Yeah, like balancing or budgeting or whatever.
A budget.
Yeah.
You know,
there's a lot of people that don't have budgets. I know this is coming up in a further segment, but budgeting is so important. And this 30-day challenge, I think, will help prepare them for that next step.
That's right. The first step, we needed to go through the 30-day challenge because we need to start seeing a little bit where your money's going. Okay, now we're going to take a little step further next time we have another show here. But this is all intended, the next three or four shows, to create a very good groundwork for you to perhaps find some money to start saving. And I've got some ideas and some stuff coming in some later shows that I know is going to be valuable to you. I know, because it works. We've coached hundreds of people. We know what works. And listen, you know, I know some of you might even be struggling out there financially and say, there's no way I can save. Why think about a budget when I can't even pay my bills? I understand that.
Just do the challenge till you figure it out.
Do the best you can and forget the rest. And hey, what's the worst thing that can happen?
You open your eyes to see what's really going on.
Maybe you have a little paradigm shift. Maybe a little aha moment. Maybe a little epiphany comes to you that enriches your life and might make it easier in the overall long run. You know, it's often the shortest path. They used to say, it was a joke about sailors. I was in the Navy. The sailor's path of least resistance, you know. That's what a sailor will take, the path of least resistance. But oftentimes the easy road turns out to be the long one. And so we got to start by realizing maybe there are a few dimes and nickels and quarters we can squeeze out of our budget without affecting our lifestyle. And in fact, you do deserve the movie, but maybe instead of spending 30, look, my family, I can't go see a movie for $100 anymore.
Not if you take the family and then it's you buy ridiculous. Popcorn and soda and the whole works. It is.
I mean, I'd rather, you know, Netflix. You know,
we do Netflix.
You just got to figure out other things to do. That's all. You know, if things are tight, and they are for a lot of people right now, this too shall pass. Let's start with a little bit of finding out where our money's going, and then we can start addressing creating a budget.
And it's really a great thing. Time-wise, it's great because after the holidays, that's when people sort of take a look at their checkbooks and buckle down a little more anyway. So I think the timing is perfect.
So this is It's Your Money, and we're starting with the 30-day challenge. I challenge you for the next 30 days to write down and track everything you spend. And I would love, we would both love to get some feedback from any of you that might have incorporated this. If you've had any little nuggets of wisdom that you might find will help other people, we would love to get them and share them. You can simply email us by going to our website, financialabundanceinc.com. That's www.financialabundanceinc.com. You can always call our office directly if you're not up on technology that much, 866-867-5745. Or if you're in State College, stop by. Have a cup of coffee with us. We hope this finds you well. Deb, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Paul.
Have a wonderful day. Take the challenge. It'll make your life better. You can do it. We'll talk to you next week. Take care.